I'm sure the Gardaí Representative Association, who represent the vast majority of Gardaí, I'm sure they agonise about speaking out about these matters. They must, you know, be aware that they draw attention to weaknesses that, you know, could benefit, criminals. But what can they do? You know, if they stay silent, they're letting down their own members, the Gardaí who are there at the front line. And I know from speaking to Gardaí myself on the front line, that at times they feel that they've been put in harm's way unnecessarily because of the resources available to them. And at times, of course, they are taking on very dangerous criminal gangs that unfortunately from time to time emerge in this county. So they need and deserve the proper number of Gardaí, the proper vehicles to do the job they've been asked to do.
So where do we go from here? It's very unlikely we're going to see these cutbacks reversed, though.
Well, I think that I'd be looking for the Chief Superintendent covering Donegal Division to be making a very strong case to Garda HQ. My job, obviously, as a TD for Donegal, is to raise the matter with Minister Frances Fitzgerald, as I have done. I'm asking her to discuss this matter with the Garda Commissioner. Bottom line is, a special case needs to be made for Donegal. Remember that it is a border county bordering the city of Derry and other large urban areas in the six counties, and we don't have Garda numbers that reflect that. So we have a unique case to make in Donegal, and it's time that the Gardaí were actually, on the ground, were being listened to.